So there's one I really want to talk about that Ben from Melbourne Gamers mentioned on our Facebook was the Wayne's World game.
That was a game?
Did you ever play it? Have you played it, Phil?
I've seen it.
It was basically like a point and click type adventure game, and it was ridiculously amazing is the way I like to put it. It was stupid.
Sounds great.
So bad it's good.
So bad it's good. But also like in the sort of so bad it's good as well, you had Total Recall for the NES, which was apparently awful.
Well, RoboCop on the NES is one of my games as a kid I couldn't finish. Like, I got stuck on level 3 and couldn't get past it every single time. And I just couldn't beat it. So yeah. I hated that game when I was young.
Superman 64, which is another one.
Home Alone on Game Boy as well.
Oh, yes. I remember those. So you had to set traps and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you set traps for the criminals and try and trip them up and stuff.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty, really good game.
I still remember the music for the game in my head because I played it so many times when I was young. It's still in there.
And of course, how can we be talking about this kind of topic without mentioning E.T., the amazingly Atari.
Now, Phil, you want to talk about this a bit as well. So what's the story behind E.T. for those who don't know?
Well, essentially a lot of money was put into that. They made millions of cartridges for it. And it failed horribly and they couldn't ship them. Eventually it got to a point where Atari went, we actually can't get rid of these in any way, shape, or form. So they dug a giant hole in the desert and buried them all.
Literally.
And this became a myth because it was always rumored that this had happened and no one could actually verify that it had happened until I think it was just earlier this year when some video game archaeologists uncovered them.
Dug up the versions of E.T. on the Atari. And apparently it was like a game that almost broke the gaming industry.
It
almost made the gaming industry go absolutely bust because it was at that time when it was sort of still a fragile industry and the fact that it was so horrible.
And they sunk so much money into it almost was the end of Atari.